producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I'm the only person I know who keeps going around saying Happy New Year to everybody. I mean, I just think that there's something so exhilarating. I mean, it's both exhilarating and terrifying all at the same time, right? Because it just goes so fast.
Yeah.
And realizing, you know, like in the old movies, they used to show the pages of the calendar sort of rippling by like somebody was shuffling a deck.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that that's really cool, except it's your life. and when they get to the end of the deck, so do you.
Yeah.
But there is something about a brand new year and sort of starting, you know, with a new calendar and...
It's already seemingly going very fast already. I mean,
it is.
It's hard to believe we're already. This is the fifth day of the year already.
I know. and because the New Year's Eve was a Wednesday night, it mm-hmm. seemed like we got like four Sundays last week,
yeah.
which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Except, I have to tell you that Bob SpongePants. Which I have never quite understood exactly.
SquarePants.
See, I screw it up every time. I don't quite get it, as you can see. But there's a new movie coming out next month, and so today they've determined that today is the worst Monday of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody sent me something. I think it's Paramount is doing it, and so they sent me this this email that said, here, "Let's see if I can find it." Just because it was sort of cool. And January 5th, 2015, declared the day of positivity. I can't even say it. in the celebration of the upcoming the SpongeBob movie.
Okay,
Sponge Out of Water movie. Paramount Pictures and Nickelodeon Movies declared January 5th the day of positivity, turning the worst Monday of the year, the first one after the holidays, into the best Monday ever. Did you know this was the worst Monday of the year?
Really?
I don't think it's the worst Monday of the year.
It's the first Monday of the year.
Yeah.
So why is everybody so up and up?
Well, because it's the first Monday after a holiday. But, I mean, there's always a first Monday after the holiday, though.
Yeah.
Come on, gang. Let's get with the program here. But, I think this was – can you just imagine the meeting in which they decided to do that? Okay, guys, you know, how are we going to publicize this movie? You know, he's a character that Joy can't even pronounce correctly. And, you know, and it's a movie, and there have been all these animation movies that are doing really well. And so let's do it. Let's make it the worst Monday. And the guy's saying, well, you know, let's put this off because, you know, till after the holidays. And they'll say, no, because then we're putting everything off till that Monday, and that'll be the worst Monday of the year. And someone went, wait a minute. That's it. Right?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you can just see it. You can just sort of trace it backwards. So I don't think it's the worst Monday of the year.
No, it's fine.
But it did seem like we had four Sundays last week.
Yeah.
That was, which is kind of cool because New Year's Day always feels like Sunday, right? Because mm-hmm. you've been out the night before, it feels like the ultimate Saturday night.
Yeah.
So you've got Thursday was Sunday. Then Friday was just out of whack. So that was a Sunday. And then you have Saturday, which was kind of Sunday-esque because the day before you didn't work either. And then you have Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's four Sundays.
Well, and as for, you know, a sports nut like me, Saturday kind of felt like Sunday because there was football.
Oh, there was football on,
Yeah.
So then we've got, do we think the Broncos are going to make it to the Super Bowl?
I think they've got a pretty decent shot. I think
I
think New England's going to be kind of the favorite in the AFC, and Seattle looks good too. But Denver's got a pretty good shot.
All right.
Well, as long as you got Peyton Manning, I think you got a pretty good
that's
shot.
That's it. Yeah. Well, and you know, living in New York, when Eli spanked Peyton, that helped. But that was, you know, far in the distant past. That was Y2K or something.
Yeah.
When baby brothers smacked Peyton around. But not this year. Not this year. This year we're just pretending that we don't know anything about football, that we've become a soccer city. All of our teams are just awful. So what can I tell you? All right. So I thought what we would do, because, you know, we were talking about the car that drives itself, which looks like it's getting closer and closer. I was saying the electronic show in Las Vegas, apparently one of the processing companies has now saying that they're going to get into the self-driving or the what's it called, auto driving car. What I'm trying to remember exactly what they called it, but the idea being that a car, which I think would be great. I mean, think about it, cut down on presumably car accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could only go a certain speed. It would certainly, and both young people couldn't, you could only, I mean, it just seems like a kind of a cool idea. Save on gas consumption.
It would stop drunk driving. It would cut down.
Stop drunk driving, yeah. Right. And old people and young people who are the real problems for driving, because young kids drive too fast and have no experience, and old people can't see over the steering wheel. My mother, I was so glad when she finally stopped driving. We called her Crash. She kept going down the one-way streets the wrong way. My mother was, she's a lovely woman, terrible driver, has always been a terrible driver. But I mean, and as the population gets older, I think the idea of just being able to get in their car, plus changing lanes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always some yahoo down here. I mean, you use your horn all the time. It's just, any rate. Yeah. So that's kind of one of the ideas of the future, and it doesn't seem so far off.
Right. Yeah. It seems like it's relative.
I mean, they're talking. Yeah, like 5 or 10 years, maybe?
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
That would be pretty fun.
I was also listening to something over the weekend that was talking, I suppose because it's, again, at the beginning of a new year, was talking about the fact that if you can stay alive right now, if you're alive right now, supposedly if you were born, I think, last year, that your average life expectancy is supposed to be 125 if you're born last year.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and the idea being that if you can stay alive, if you can stay healthy long enough, stay alive long enough, there will very likely be technology that will let you live, if not forever, for a very long time. I don't know how I feel about that. Would you want to live forever? Let's put that up on Facebook. Would you want to live forever if you could?
Okay.
Why or why not? You can't just say yes or no.
Right.
Because that's really boring. But, I mean, I don't know. And let's put up, would you want to live forever, and how long would you live? We're up to you, how long would you like to live? Let's put that up.
Okay.
Okay? Perfect. Because forever, I mean, the idea being, if you were the only person that you knew, you know, if everybody else had kind of popped off, you know, it's not like meeting new people isn't fun, but, like, not knowing anybody. And, like, in Interstellar, and there have been a couple of movies where, and I guess Gravity, where you come back and your daughter is like your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I know, that would be a little disconcerting.
Yeah, it would be, well, it's kind of like the whole thing with, you know, they talk about time travel. And
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, where it's just, you know, you're going to the future and you haven't aged and you've got, you know, you're running to your grandchild who's...
older than you, yeah.
Who's a grandparent in their own right.
Yeah, well, my daughter and I have already experienced that. It's amazing. I'm 3 years younger than she is. You know, it's just, and you know, time travel just works really well. All right, so we're asking people what kind of technology they dream of. Do you have any particular technological sort of cool thing that is sort of makes you smile?
Well, I've always liked the idea, and I don't know how close we are to actually getting it, but the idea of a flying car has always been fascinating to me. Now, I don't know how exactly it would do well if it actually came into fruition, but...
Now, are you talking about a car that is like a plane that you could actually, or like, you know, some of the sci-fi movies where they're, instead of being on a road, that they're sort of flying around buildings?
Right, yeah, and it's funny because I was just watching, I think it was Back to the Future 2 that came on TV the other day, and I was watching it for a little bit, and I've seen the movie a million times, but, you know, they go into the future and they... You know, where you get the start of the movie and Doc Brown's just like, you know, where we're going, we don't need roads. And then they go into the future and they're actually like on a flying, on like an air freeway.
Yeah, you know, I wonder how much of, because I know my daughter was very much influenced by Star Trek IV about marine biology. I wonder how much our perceptions of the future are really influenced by movies and things of that sort. Mm-hmm. I suppose Jules Verne and 40,000 Leagues Under the Sea and Captain Nemo. You know, I was just thinking, you know, the Dick Tracy had a watch, you know, that he could talk into, right? And Maxwell Smart had a shoe he could talk into. All right, so call me and tell me what your future fantasies are. Necessarily technology or not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention business owners who would like to save up to $10,000 in taxes this year. Did you know in 1913 the tax code and regulations were only 400 pages, but today they are over 74,000 pages? And each year politicians create more laws which only add to the confusion. But here's the good news. As a business owner, you may qualify for a special program which can have the IRS pay up to $10,000 towards the cost of your next truck or SUV. Sound too good to be true? Of course it does. But don't worry, because now you can get all the details for free in an exciting new report from RealCashSecrets.com. Again, the report is free. Just go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because many experts believe this program could be terminated next year. So grab this free report before time runs out. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. If you'd like to start your new year off with me, all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-993-7569. This seemed, this New Year's in particular seemed a little less, in fact, this holiday season in general seemed a little less festive than usual. A lot of people were commenting on it. Although apparently it made, the internet was the huge winner in terms of sales, apparently. That people spent, yeah, I think internet sales were up like 20% or something.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know about your part of the country, but every place has got sales. They've been sending me sales stuff for like weeks. there's no such thing as after Christmas sales. They just started. I mean, everything's always on sale.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite four-letter words, so it's okay with me. All right. Yeah. Yay. So technology and people's... mine's kind of like yours, except rather than being in a car that flies, I'd like to be able to somehow fly. You know, one of those little things that you stand on and that you could just sort of fly around.
Okay.
I know you get bugs in your teeth, but you could sort of overcome that at some point.
Kind of like a flying moped or something like that, or like a...
Well, no, not necessarily that you would not necessarily paddle it, or pedal it, but the idea being like you were standing up on, you know, like you just go straight up. I'm trying to think where I've seen them. Wasn't there a military thing or something that you can fly, that you just sort of, you strapped it on and you went straight up and then you could maneuver it around?
Oh, not sure.
Oh, speaking of which, I went to Radio Shack and looked at the drones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really tempted. I mean, they sell them for like $100. I mean, they're obviously not military grade drones,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, there's something about flying those that just seems really appealing. You know, buzzing
so
people.
Just $100.
Yeah, the one they had at Radio Shack.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and it was like a little helicopter. I get it's a drone, and it does with battery powered, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like radio waves, so.
Cool.
I may have to get one of those, although I'm dangerous enough with a water pistol, so I don't know. Maybe I could get one that shoots water at somebody. That would be great. And I saw a picture. You know, they have these things that they're like a surfboard, and then you hold on to like a parachute canopy. Mm-hmm. So as you're going along the waves, and if you get some momentum going, the wind will pick you up, and so it'll bounce you around. And I saw somebody that actually had one that didn't have a surfboard and didn't. It's like parasailing, except it was all combined. I don't know. I have to find out about it because I've done parasailing,
mm-hmm.
which is really fun. It's vaguely dangerous, but it's really fun. But the idea of just being able to fly, of just being able to sort of strap something on and sort of go any place you want,
yeah,
sort of appeals to me. All right, so let's hear what other people's technological fantasies are.
Let's start with Debbie. Debbie says, this is actually kind of funny, but she says, my dream is for the current technology to be more reliable, dependable, and robust.
Oh, yes. How about being able to actually hear on your phone?
Right.
Yes, cell phones are great unless you actually want to hear a conversation, and then you are just completely out of luck. Somebody's going to invent a cell phone that you can actually hear on. I mean, all the rest of it is great. I mean, you can email and you can play games, and you can watch movies. You just cannot hear a phone conversation.
Right, exactly.
But if somebody can actually figure out how to do that, they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, she goes on to say, I wish for all the restarts, reboots, hangs, and disconnects to be non-existent.
Yeah, babes. And it would seem, you know, when you think about it, cell phones have been around now for what? It was sort of ubiquitous for maybe, what, 12, 13 years, you think?
Yeah.
Maybe a little longer than that. And you'd think in that period of time, I mean, they're certainly getting smaller. The cameras are fantastic.
Yeah.
And the games are great. The speeds are great. Memory is not so great, but you still cannot hear.
Yeah.
And you'd think somebody would, I mean, instead of trying to get the latest, cutest, greenest case, that they would figure out how to actually make it so you could hear.
Yeah. The basic function of a phone is like the one thing that...
It doesn't work at all.
To, yeah.
Yeah. Elude everybody.
Yeah,
and it's not clear why.
Yeah, I don't know, and it's you know, you get you know, because I have my cell phone provider is Sprint, and we got an email last summer about how the new, it was like a new, like, improved mobile network type of thing going on.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, okay, well, that means, you know, we're going to have...
You'll be actually here. So,
yeah,
no.
Less drop calls and everything, and it's kind of been the same.
No,
it's
changed. Yeah, mine's Verizon, and I think it's the best of the group, but it's still lousy.
Yeah.
And it gets more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we should get somebody from Apple, you know, to say, to, and it's broken, let's fix it, that your whole damn phone doesn't work, and how come you keep getting bigger or smarter or, you know, with a retina scan, but you can't make your damn phone work? How come?
Right.
I mean, presumably somebody's figured that out.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, if we can put people on the moon, she said, and we can make all these. I mean, if you can get a retina scan on your phone, why can't you get a phone call on your phone?
Right.
All right, I'm whining. But I agree with Debbie. She's absolutely right. All right, what else we got?
Yeah, Margaret says she actually has two different things. One, she says is from her fiance. Her fiance says teleportation.
Yep.
Yeah, and then she herself says some way to repair damaged nerves, and if not, a light. Strong exoskeleton that would be that would restore my strength and endurance.
Honey, they're really beginning both of those areas. You should do a little bit of internet search. As I said, I was at a Wounded Warriors event. I guess it was November or something like that, and there was a woman who had it was I don't know what you mean by heavy or light, but she was wounded in Iraq and had an exoskeleton that allowed her to walk, and it was extraordinary. She was not a young woman, and they said that she would never walk again, and she was walking. I mean, it looks like almost like what was it, Tom Cruise and or Matt Damon with that exoskeleton kind of thing. Or Gladiator, but it was hers. She actually owned it. I think the VA bought it for her. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we're really right there. They may not be incredibly available yet, and they're probably a little bit expensive. But there's and in terms of the assumption has always been that nerves would not regenerate, but they seem to, with stem cells, apparently they're doing it. So we're right there at the cusp, although who knows, because I can remember when I was in medical school, which was a while ago, we were saying we're right at the cusp of understanding how the brain works, and we're not. It's just so complex, and whenever we think that we've opened a door, it turns out we run into 14 more doors. But we're getting. I mean, look, there's progress, and so all right. But good points, and extraordinary things going on to the extent that like people can send through the exoskeleton, they can send brain waves to tell their non-existent arm to work. I mean, it really is like science fiction. But do a little bit of Google search. Go to just Google, I think, exoskeleton is the way to start it, because it's extraordinary stuff. Maybe we should do something on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. That might be a fun thing to do. Maybe do a little research on that. 855-99-DR-JOY. Tell me what's going on in your life, real or imagined. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome aboard. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. This is an honor. This has been a long-time issue for me, probably since I was in grade 9, so what are you, 13? My dad had an affair on my mom. It was my mom's best friend. And my question is, after all these years, how do I finally just let it go?
How did you find out about it?
I found out about it. I'll give you a really quick background. I grew up in a small town. Everyone's friends with everyone. My parents had this great group of friends. They hung out all the time.
You're still not telling me how you found out about it.
Okay, I found out about it through my dad. He told me.
Your dad told you had an affair?
He didn't tell me he had the affair. I found out about the affair through my... actually, yes, I did find out about the affair through my dad. I'm trying to go back in years. But yes,
what did he say?
He didn't tell me at first. He just told me that him and my mom had been fighting and that they were going to separate for a little while, but he thought he'd be back by Christmas. This was in October.
And this was when you were like 12.
Yeah. And then as the time went on, he wanted me to come over to his house, and eventually it came out that he had started being with this woman who was one of my mom's best friends.
Well, but it's still unclear. I mean, was he having the affair when he was living with your mom, or was it kind of a Ross and Rachel kind of thing where they were on a break?
No.
Did your parents get on for a year. Did your parents get back together?
No. They both remarried.
So why... Let me just ask you kind of a rude question. Look, as a psychologist, I know when you're a young woman and your dad leaves your mom, it doesn't feel like he's leaving her. It feels like he's leaving you. But as an adult, what does this have to do with you?
It bugs me that he did this.
Well, yeah, I get that, but it's still, I mean, that's kind of like when you sort of were ugly to one of your girlfriends and said that she was a poopy face. Your father may have thought that was really rude, especially if the daughter was a friend of a business associate or something, but it's still your business, not his. It really doesn't have much to do with him.
I understand what you're saying now. I guess it's because it doesn't have anything to do with me, but I feel like you did this to my mom.
But Tracy, that's between the two of them. It has nothing to do with you. And that's what I'm trying to help you understand. You're in an area that is just replete with landmines. That do I think it's, you know me, do I think affairs okay? They are not. They are really not only a betrayal of the person on whom you cheat, it's a betrayal of yourself. You said you wouldn't do things like that. Do marriages fall apart? You're old enough and wise enough at this moment to understand they do. Is this an okay way to act? It's not. If you need to sort of understand that your father is not, was not maybe the paragon you hoped he was or pretended he was, that he was not a superhero, I mean, you're a grown-up woman. I don't know what it is that you hope to get at this moment from your father. Going to your father and saying, explain why you had an affair, he's going to do one of several things. He's going to say, your mom and I had not had sex for a long time, which is more information that you want or need.
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
Yeah. If he says, this woman seduced me, if he said I was drunk, I mean, there's nothing he's going to be able to say that's going to make you feel okay about him. Part of what you get to accept at your, advanced years of whatever you are, is understand that mom and dad were Harold and Maude underneath all this and were subject to the same kind of frailties that the rest of us are. I just think it has nothing to do with you. And if you want to deal with it in therapy about can I trust men, and if that's what's coming out, that's one thing. But I think going to your dad at this moment and saying, okay, explain to me why you did this, is not going to help your relationship with your dad at all, and it's not going to give you any really usable information.
Well, and that's kind of what I was getting at. I'm happily married, 2 kids. My life is great. I can't complain that way. My mom's remarried. She seems happy, although I know underlying she's still bitter. And my dad has remarried. And I do have a great relationship with my dad, but there's always that little nagging feeling in the back of me of, why did you do this?
Well,
so
I mean,
you're right.
You have my permission, if you want to say, Dad, I love you dearly. Can you explain to me why? But he's going to do one of several things, none of which I think are going to make you happy. He's either going to tell you it's none of your business, which is going to make you hurt, or he's going to tell you, which is going to make you squeamish. So at this moment, maybe what you can decide is your dad is not a perfect person. I have no objection to you asking, but you have to be willing to listen to whatever he says, and that may not be real comfortable for you.
Yeah, I don't really think I'm at the point of... Yeah, I think it would upset me more if he said, your mom did this or your mom
Yeah, exactly.
did that.
There's no information that's going to make you feel okay.
So I just suck it up to he made a mistake. And
what you do is decide people are not perfect and that you learned about fidelity from this, that there are things your kids are going to learn from you by you doing the wrong thing. I mean, we're not perfect people. I'll tell you what, remind yourself of something that you did. You don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell your husband, you certainly don't have to tell your kids, you don't have to tell your dad or your mom. Remind yourself of one thing that you've done in your past that was really stupid, was not ethical, was not who your higher self is. And then you'll remind yourself that, we're not perfect people. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, I just don't think there's anything profitable here. I don't have any objection to you asking, but I don't think you're going to like any of the answers that are
possible. No, and I wasn't really looking to ask him. I just don't understand why.
But it could either be because he and your mom weren't sexual, because he was looking for a wife. Did he marry this woman?
Yes, he did. And ironic goes around, comes around, she ended up cheating on him.
Okay.
And I mean, my mom and dad were high school sweethearts. They were together
They've been together a long time. He was curious about sex.
I think that's what
your mom wasn't paying much attention to him. She was focused on the kids. This woman paid attention to him. I mean, who cares? It was a weakness on his part. He shouldn't have done it. I'm sure he regrets it on some level.
So the way I get over it is just say he's not perfect.
Yeah, and remind yourself of something you've done that you really wish you hadn't done.
Okay.
Because it'll remind you that you're not perfect. You're welcome. You know, our parents, or other, you know, basically our parents, let's stay on that for a moment, can be role models in one of two ways, right? They can be exactly who we want to be, and we're going to emulate them, and we're going to try very hard to lead the same kind of lives by behaving in the same way that they behaved and hope that it will turn out as well as it, from our perspective, it appears. Or our parents can be role models, and this is a way not to do it. And the same parent can be both. I mean, you can look at your dad and say, wow, he really was a hard worker and he went to work every day. And you can also say, and my dad had a problem with gambling. And so even though he went to work every day, the family suffered because we couldn't count on his paycheck coming home if there were horses running at the racetrack. So the same person can be both a positive and it's not negative as much as that if I'll do something different than they did and it will turn out differently and my life will work better. And, you know, one of the things that happens as we become adults is we move away from that childhood really reverence we have for our parents, is that they are the sun and the moon, that they are truly godlike in our lives. They are the ones who gave us birth. They are the ones who feed us. They are the ones who tell us what to do. They are the ones who protect us. And then adolescence happens where they are the idiots, that they don't know anything, that they live completely wrong-headed lives, that they do stupid things, that whatever during our adolescence we decide our parents are just completely wrong-headed. And hopefully at some point during our adulthood, we find the balance. And we find it before we start emulating them, either the good or the bad news, because I think an awful lot of us have thought, oh my gosh, I've just become... I've told the story before I always had a roommate because I was from a large family. And my sister and I did not get along very well. And every once in a while, though, through whatever it was, we would sort of do our little pillow talk at night, and we would find some level of intimacy with one another and caring about one another, which was not very much in evidence in our lives. And inevitably, we would hear the voice from downstairs screaming, "If I hear one more sound up there, I'm coming up and you'll be sorry." And I remember even as a very young child thinking, oh, you guys don't get it. You know, we're finally trying to relate to each other as sisters, and you're trying to shush us. I didn't even have to wait till I was an adult. I was about 12 years old and was babysitting and heard the kids whispering upstairs and heard out of my little squeaky mouth saying, "You guys are supposed to be asleep. If I have to come up there, you're going to be sorry." And I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And, you know, it wasn't like it was years ago when I'd forgotten, you know, the amnesia of childhood. I mean, I was like 12 years old, and this had happened when I was maybe 9 years old or maybe, you know, 3 days before. So the part of what we do as adults is understand who we are and what choices we can make. And the fact that we learned a certain behavior doesn't mean that we can't unlearn it. Doesn't mean that we can't readjust and reformulate and kind of, to use our metaphor, reboot. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again?
This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. And the movies for the year are up to date. I guess we'll put up what your favorite movies, maybe about the middle of the month, because a couple of the ones that are up there don't open until I think about the middle of January, about I think the 16th. So we'll put it up maybe toward the end of January, just so, because I don't want you guys to be unduly influenced by movies you haven't seen. Yeah, just, well, Joy said I'd hate this. No. 855-99-3-7569. All right, we're talking about technological fantasies, things that that you can kind of conceptualize for the future that might be kind of fun. So we've talked about cars. That's what basically triggered the whole discussion. Is that it looks like we're a lot closer to sort of what they call them, self-driving cars. Is that what they're called?
Something like that. Yeah.
We could call them auto automobiles. Get them?
Yeah.
AAMs. All right. We'll call them AAMs from now on. So. All right. So. In the meantime, give me some other things that people are talking about.
Okay, well, we'll go to Dana. Dana says, an affordable central home air filtration system that removes dust and pet dander from the air effectively. So my mom, who's allergic, doesn't have to stay at a hotel when she visits. We can all hang out at home together happily. So there you go.
Doesn't Sharper Image have something like that?
They might. I mean, I know there's always those air filters that that you can kind of plug in, but I think that's just kind of to get rid of just like dirt or odors.
Well,
in the air or something,
you should really do a little investigation, because I know that in the past there have been sponsors who've had that kind of product that take up pet dander out of the air. I'm trying to find one because there's somebody who's now in my building who somehow has become a terrific cigarette smoker, and literally there's smoke in my apartment sometimes from their cigarettes, and I have to figure out because it's awful. I mean, if you don't like cigarette smoke and it's in your apartment and you don't smoke, so I have to do some. I'll do some investigation on that, but I think there is something. Check Sharper Image may be one of the places to check, because I know they have sort of gadgets like that, but that's certainly one of the places I'd start.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of the technology is a lot closer than we think, except the cell phones. That one's just beyond the horizon.
Let's go to Annabella. She says, time travel, don't I wish? So, yeah, I think we kind of touched on the time travel.
Well, the question is, where would you go? Would you go forward or back?
Yeah, I would probably, go back. I would.
Where would you go if you could visit any time?
Probably sometime in the 70s or the 80s. I mean, I was born in 84, so I guess for me, if I could go back to 1984 just to kind of see firsthand how things were, during the year that I was born, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something we should put on Facebook as well. If you could time travel, where would you go back to?
Mm-hmm.
Or where would you go to and why?
Yeah. I'll throw that up.
See, I would do something. I'd probably... I'd love to go to Tsarist Russia, but I think I'd like to be a czar, not a peasant. I'd love to go back to ancient Greece.
Yeah.
That period of time is always fascinating me, but I certainly want to be a man there, and certainly the ruling class. I mean, the idea is that going back in history, peasants have never had a good time. Peasants are probably having a better time now than they've ever had, but I don't know. And having Mount Vesuvius sort of erupt on you seems a little upsetting.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike. Mike actually kind of, this can kind of piggyback off what we're just talking about with time traveling. Mike says, a machine to send Justin Bieber and Kim Kardashian back. He says back in the future, so I don't know if that means send them to the future or send them back to the past.
Any place but now.
Yeah. That's the gist of it. Any place but now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christine says, none. I wish we could go back to simpler times when kids went outside happily and played.
Send your kids out. I mean, I think that's a parental issue.
Yeah.
Can I look, even and back in the dark ages when I was a kid, kids, I would see them and read. We didn't have a television until, there other people had televisions, we just didn't. And so I would see them and read. My mother said, go outside and play.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that kids have always, it's one of those interesting things that that I think you went out to play if there's somebody to play with.
Yeah.
And who wasn't your brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
That I can remember, at one point we lived in Pennsylvania for a short period of time, and there was a woods nearby my house, and there was a rope swing that went out over the creek, and you could drop down into it. And I remember just disappearing for hours, and my parents could never find me. And so, but that's because there were a lot of kids in the neighborhood about my age, and we all did the same kind of stuff. But I remember as, like maybe an 8-year-old or something, my mother saying, you have to go out and play. And I'd say, but Mom, I want to read.
Yeah.
So I think that's parenting, that you send your kids out because it's healthy for them to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, even if they take their book outside to read or whatever. But, I think that's a parenting issue.
Let's go to Gail. Gail just says simply teleportation. I think we had one earlier that.
I think
almost
like the idea, of being able to move around at a whim that was safe and probably relatively inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. Carol says.
Now wait a minute. They're not talking about like wiggling their nose, are they? Though I mean, like bewitched.
Like bewitched.
Yeah. I was gonna say, Darren. Remember they had two different men whose name were both Darren who played the actor.
Yeah. let's go.
I assume we're not talking about wiggling our nose.
Yeah, I would think we're probably talking about some kind of exo.
Yeah. Although not necessarily beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, I suppose it could be that.
Yeah,
folks, you have to be more specific when you're giving me these terms because you know I want to know.
Yeah, let's go to Carol. Carol says instead of planes, I want to be beamed over. Like what we just talked about.
There we are. Yeah. Well, and you wouldn't have to worry about your luggage. Although I don't know, could you take your luggage with you? I suppose you could sort of have them that Scotty could beam up your luggage as well.
Yeah.
Or you could FedEx it if you had to.
Bonnie says, and this the kind of I like how these ideas are kind of segueing into each other. Bonnie says a food replicator like in Star Trek. I hate cooking, especially the cleanup. So that's
they're tubes of stuff. They've been talking about since really the space program, which is what would decide today in 1972 or something that Nixon decided the space shuttle. But the idea that there was. I mean, remember Tang was from... Were you too young to know about Tang? I don't think Tang even exists anymore.
I remember Tang. I was a little kid, though.
But you know where that came from?
That I don't know.
Space program.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. And so a lot of the stuff, you know, that reconstituted. All right. Stay tuned. We'd love to hear from you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.